Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. You can text the show 786-360-0790. Big day today, Leroy.
Yeah?
My microwave is coming.
Don't even talk about that microwave.
Why?
Softy.
What? No.
Soft.
I don't understand soft. How I'm soft. Guess what? I'm getting a microwave 2 weeks earlier than Elton Mart offered giving it to me.
But you got poor service.
Yeah.
And you put them in a position where they don't care.
I don't care. You know what? I don't care. I care about getting my microwave.
But here's what you understand. Here's what I want you to understand. Mm-hmm. Is that as long as people have the attitude that you have, we will continue to get crappy service because they feel, oh, you know what? Who cares about the person buying the stuff?
Here's the thing.
Who cares about the consumer?
Here's the thing.
This is where you and I are
missing on this one. You're telling me in the history of Sixers GM Elton Blankmart's history, they've never had a customer like you who would have gone the extra mile if they
effed. That's not going the extra mile. You're not even using it yet.
It's sitting in a box in your garage. Presumably, I'm not the first one they've screwed over, correct?
Sure. Probably
a regular pattern.
Sure.
Presumably, somebody who you deem not soft has gone the route of doing what you would say, which is returning everything, getting all their money back, getting some super discount. And if that has happened and they still haven't changed, what is me having to inconvenience myself going to do for them?
But here's what I think. I think that nobody has done it. And they continue giving the same bad customer service. See, you only can get what you demand. Now, keep in mind, I'm not asking anybody to be unreasonable. I'm not asking them to complain about every little thing. Certain things, depending on the times or whatever, you have to be a little understanding when you purchase stuff. But I'm not out of line for asking that if there are problems or it's going to be a delay, that you let me know up front. Don't have me make this investment and then say, you know what? They'll wait.
Robbie, let's get the headlines, man. What do you got?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. So we were just playing the old NBA on NBC song during the famous "That's a Win, That's a Loss" game. So Leroy, you hear that the U.S. Open is going to be back on NBC. Fox already wants out of that contract.
Jeez, really?
Yes,
that's crazy. Did you guys see that? Did you guys see UCLA and Under Armour are going to have a fight because Under Armour wants out of their contract with UCLA?
Only $280 million.
$280 million.
Think about that.
Biggest apparel contract there is.
Think about Miami got like $100 million.
Yeah, I think something like that. They got a really big deal from Adidas.
Right. $280 million for a team that hasn't even threatened the Pac-10.
Well, this is apparently Under Armour's argument is they're not getting the marketing value of their deal with UCLA. So they're trying to get out of, because Under Armour is apparently in a bad way with the pandemic. They're already in trouble. They got to pay, I'm sure, Steph Curry a boatload of money for his ugly ass shoes. So they're in a bad way and they're trying to get out of this deal with UCLA and apparently Cal too. They had an $80 million contract with Cal they're trying to get out of as well. But just saying, whoop, that's it. Not getting the marketing value. Now, I don't know how this is going to go. But like, would you even want, I mean, now you're in a
weird
spot.
You're asking the wrong guy. Because I played football. Mm-hmm. And any time a team felt that way, they could just cut your ass. So you asking the wrong guy. I'm like, oh, it sucks when it's you.
Yeah.
Imagine playing your whole career under those circumstances. That any time the market value's not there, you could get cut.
Man. Weird.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, but just to be clear, Fox had a $1.2 billion U.S. Open deal. It was a 12-year deal, and they already won out of it. No more Joe Buck doing play-by-play of golf.
I kind of like. There's a couple of guys who are really good at it, but here's what I never could figure out. For the life of me, the guys who are commenting, Jim Nantz, you have Nick Faldo, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They're sitting in a little camper or whatever, like a TV studio, or whatever, off on the 18th hole out of nowhere. Why do they whisper? Nobody can hear them.
Well, Brooks Koepka is saying they also don't. They need to shut up if they want to hear us mic'd up too.
Right. Right.
Another text writes.
Well, no, he said he doesn't think players. No. That's not what he said. Oh my goodness.
He said there's no need for us to be mic'd up.
There's no need to mic players up because they have boom mics and all that stuff around them. They can hear them anyway.
Yep. Did you hear the dude rip a big fart this weekend?
No.
Yeah, that happened.
Well, I will tell you a lot that's been happening because of the quietness of the golf course. We've heard a lot of, sorry for that language.
Texter writes in, Leroy surprised. Tobin's out here all about and out and about all over town with the rest of the dum-dums. He is captain inconsiderate. Now, I don't know what one thing has to do with the other, quite frankly. One, what does me not getting my microwave have to do with me being all out and about over town? Second of all, I mask up. Well, you know,
I was more aligned with the one right below that. What? Peacock pirate, silly sauce sprinkler, and now push over Paulie.
No. No.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
I think I'm gonna call Elton up and do that. And I will not be muzzled.
Oh my God.
And I will not be muzzled
like a... Where'd he go?
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
What do you got? What else you got, Robbie?
Adam Gase. He says the issues between him and Jamal Adams will remain in-house.
Will they? Because I feel like we got all the issues.
Can I just say something? And this is a plight we have on our world.
Yeah.
You ever notice the main person that's to blame with some of these situations, always talk about, he could have came to me. We need to keep this in-house.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I've heard that in a few Zoom meetings. Look,
Jamal Adams has a legitimate gripe, okay? One is with his coach, but the more important thing is about his contract.
Sure.
And I'm more than sure if the Jets came to him and offered him a boatload of money, he'd make it work. Right?
I don't know. I mean,
yep. Look. In all the stuff that I've read about Jamal Adams, the first thing they mention is contract dispute.
But that was the case with Jalen Ramsey too. And then it got to a point where Jalen's like, "No, you know what? I don't need money that bad. I'm gonna get my money."
Of course, that's what you say.
Well,
come on.
What?
Look, man. From the player's perspective, mm-hmm, you got to get that money when the iron's hot. If you can take a situation that involves your coach and your organization when you know damn well when it gets down to it, you can't win with coaches, but you can win with players. The Jets are going to try to come to you. What can we do to make this right? Right? You're not the guy. A player's never going to say fire the coach. Right?
Oh,
but they can offer him a boatload of money, come in there and get that money, give him that money, and all will be well. I promise you.
Texter writes in, Leroy, what do you think about the cats who pull their mask down and sneeze into their elbow?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to give COVID to myself over and over again.
Breathing in our own air. And I'll not be muzzled.
They even had, what's the girl's name? Belionis on
For golf.
CBS?
Yeah.
She even had the chin strap. She pulled the mask down to do the interviews. And you can look, they're trying to do a good job to make it social distancing. Because if you see the interviews, the guy's standing on a mic. The mic is on like a tripod or whatever. Yeah. You don't have to touch the mic. And you can't hear anybody asking questions. They're off the screen. Now they have the big giant Jumbotron. And they have her on one side of the screen and a player on the other side, still not touching the mic. So appreciate them making every attempt to be safe.
My favorite is the UFC with Dustin Poirier and Dan Hooker fighting and bleeding all over each other, but his corner men have to wear a mask.
Yeah, like,
damage is done,
look,
my friend.
I get it. Here's what I do believe.
Damage is done, my friend.
I think everybody at some point is going to come either in contact or actually get it, right? It's just it's all over the place.
Yeah.
We can do the best that we can to be safe, but it doesn't mean, because I believe that we just go about all willy-nilly, because the problem is not getting the COVID. Here's what the problem is, folks. The problem is that everybody has a different reaction to it. And you can't control that portion of it. So some people are going to get really, really, really ill and going to need a lot of help. And we might have some deaths. And other people, it's only going to seem like they're getting a cold. So like, that's why we have to be safe. I hate, Leroy, you have the same stupid opinion over and over again. Well, here you go, dumbass. Why don't we do something about it? Why don't we do something about it? You know what? If we could treat everybody like adults and get them to understand and explain that it's not necessarily for them, it's the fact that we don't know how these COVID cases are going to be have to be treated from person to person, and we all are safe. If we could just have this conversation once, then we wouldn't have to have it over and over again.
And I will not be muzzled.
That's right.
Dog.
15 minutes of heat. You got anything else, Robbie, before I get to 15 minutes of heat?
I was just going
to
ask you, how is Joe Rogan handling? Because remember the first card, he was doing the interviews normally and shaking people's hands, and then they stopped doing that. They made him interview aside on the camera. Like, how's he been handling that?
I don't think he's had a tantrum about it. I think they just told him, like, it's the law, bro.
Yeah, like, come on.
Like, I know Joe Rogan's a powerful voice and he's got a gazillion dollars, but yeah, it's the law. Like, I don't know what to tell him. And they're fine. You know what? They're fine. He's like, oh, you want to look at the guys in the eye. I get it and all that. But you want to know something? You know, I tell you what. They did do you have this, Robbie? This Maurice Greene? Do you have this guy? John Anik, our guy, he's friend of the show. He was doing the interviews via headsets, like in its separate rooms. Yeah, he got a great interview, and this Maurice Greene's making you cry because he's basically saying, I needed to win this fight. And this is the thing. You want to think these fighters don't make enough damn money. This guy's telling you, he fights in the damn UFC, billion dollar industry.
Multi-billion.
Okay? Multi-billion dollar industry. And listen to what this guy had to win to get towards.
Okay. Hey, submission wins a submission win.
All right, let me say something. I was a two-fight skid. You know, it's critical. You win all your fights, so my job was kind of on the line tonight. And, I want to move my family, and I needed to win to move my family. And, we packed up in 3 days and drove 24 hours, spent 3 weeks at Jackson Wink, and we got it done. And, man, it's an amazing feeling to be back in Wink, Colin. I know I'm crying. I'm always crying on TV, but, man, It's just like a weight's lifted off my shoulders, especially when you're the breadwinner in the family. So it feels so good.
You're a big fella, too. A big man,
yeah,
crying.
Yeah,
big man crying.
Hey, by the way, let me just add this caveat to this I hate Leroy text.
Yeah.
If you had to guess what area code it was, what would you guess?
Boston.
No. 561.
I will not be muzzled.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Oh, man. 15 minutes of heat. That's next.
104.3 HD2, The Ticket. Listen to us on your phone, smart speaker, or computer. Download the radio.com app now.
15 minutes of heat.
Bam, bam.
Can we,
15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. Text the show 786-360-0790. Text on The Ticket, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota.
Let me get this out real quick.
Sure, sure.
Because there's nothing worse than us actually taking a stand together about an issue, which very rarely happens.
Right.
And then have a texter come at us like this. You guys don't have a clue about UFC and their salary. Dana White is screwing everybody except for the big stars. Would be nice if you did a little research before opening up your stupid mouth about this. That's exactly what we've been saying for the last month. And in fact, he's screwing the big stars too. What are you talking about?
I was talking about how poor Maurice Greene is sitting up here. He's weeping because he needs to win. Because the way it works is...
I think he's making it sound like you were being... like you were making fun of him. Oh, poor Maurice.
No, I know Maurice Greene. I'm like, oh.
Right.
He's crying up there because his salary, and actually Maurice Greene, he's not like a huge star, so his salary is disclosed. His guaranteed purse, $50,000.
Right.
His win bonus, $50,000. And his sponsorship bonus for wearing Reebok, 10 grand. So right. With his win, he goes from making 60,000, he makes 110,000 because he won.
Right.
That's why it's such a big, and that's a big difference.
Yeah. You can't hold us down. He made more money from winning than he did from fighting. Like twice as much.
Yeah. And I don't even understand like why they do these win bonuses, because their theory back in the day was makes them fight harder. It's like, all right. They don't
wait.
Fight. What happens when a judge screws them over? So don't like you know what my fight salary stance is, you idiot dummy.
Hey, along with this one, and this is my favorite. Leroy, the dog muzzle guy, is a 772 guy, not a 561 guy. He's up in St. Lucie County. Keep it straight. Our wacko in 561 is the one lady who doesn't wear panties.
561 got an entire montage of wackos on John Oliver last night.
Oh no, he did. Hey, dude did come back and apologize. He thought you were being sarcastic. No, we've been on this for months.
Apology not accepted. Minus one.
No, I accept his apology.
Minus one.
I'll accept
your apology. You know why? Still getting a minus one.
You know why you got to accept his apology? Because a lot of people wouldn't even come back with that. They just moved the.
All
they
right,
just
that's
moved
fair,
the bar. Right.
But
no,
the damage
is
done.
We take it.
You know what? I accept his apology. Minus one.
Uh-oh. Somebody told me. Why does people keep saying I'm putting on my Karen hat? Because we adults, man. We can't just have normal conversations. It has to get to that point to make the point.
Dude, my wife and I were doing that this weekend. We were playing Spot a Karen, and it was just like we were walking around. That's a Karen. And the whole family of Karens. Karen.
Just look like the first words out of their mouth are going to be a complaint.
I saw one. I saw that they were very pasty. One dude was wearing a Clemson hat, so he's a Dabo fan. Wife's got the real high mom pants on. I'm like, that's a family of Karens right there. No one want to see him. I want to get to this. So did you see our guy, friend of the program, Myers Leonard, the Hammer?
Yes. I tweeted him back.
Have you seen his latest maneuvers? He has now joined the forces in iguana hunting.
Yes. His dog is really cool.
Yep.
So I was looking more at the dog getting in position.
Yeah, the dog getting in position was awesome.
Right. But I'm going to tell you like this. Myers, dude, you ain't sneaking nowhere. Like, he's 7 foot, and he's not a skinny 7 foot, right?
No, he's...
That dude's
muscled up.
Right. And he's doing an army crawl across his backyard on the water, right?
It's basically like the Hulk trying to sneak up on a
right. So it was hilarious.
If he needs some tips, he can reach out. I'll let him know. Like I got all the protocol. If you want to catch iguanas, the man you come to is me. If you want to know how to catch an iguana, I got Oh yeah. Trust me. I got Matt Myers. I got a couple catches on my resume. All right. Like we call them catches in the biz. I don't know. I know the gamer lingo between Call of Duty and all that. In the iguana catching biz, we call them, that's a catch. I got 2 catches on my resume.
Hey, no, are you counting that 80 pounder? Because we know it's in your freezer.
The one from the restaurant?
Yeah.
I'm telling you one thing. I got 2 catches on my resume. Third one's coming this summer.
Hey, have you ever had to go underwater and get one like at my backyard?
No.
Wow.
No.
Man.
Dude, I tell you what. I think these iguanas are morphing because I saw one the other day. It ran across the water Jesus style. I think they're crossbreeding with the Jesus lizards.
Here's what I can't understand, though. As tactful and as skilled as they are, they can climb trees, they can swim, they can hang underwater for like 45 minutes. Why do they run at the first sight of anything?
I don't know. I guess they got, fight or flight. They decide, flight. We're out of here.
Except the old orange ones.
Oh, no, they bow.
When I see the old orange ones on the golf course, he's like, I ain't moving, dude. I've been around here way longer than you.
Let me tell you something. I just think that, look, it's high time. It's iguana season. And the Tobin catches are going to pile up this summer.
Really?
Oh, they're going to pile up.
Are they going to be baby ones?
No, they're going to be monsters.
Okay.
But I'm going to be out here like Tyrone Spong or real Tarzan, catching them with one right. hand.
Right.
It's coming. It's coming. And then, I'm happy to show the hammer the ropes. He probably can't interact right now because of COVID and all that stuff. But and not only that, he gave me a good idea with the dog because he's got his dog doing the tricks. I got my little Sunny Bunny. My Sunny Bunny's going to help me.
There is no way.
What do you mean?
First of all, I know your interaction with animals. There is no way you train an animal to go on the hunt with you.
Oh, sure. We know, if we know one thing in the Tobin household, it's poise.
Poise? Your wife was certainly poised when you showed her that dead iguana. That's poise. That's boys. Let me tell you, that's boys.
Dude, it's my favorite thing in the world is when I catch a little lizard and I just like throw it at her.
Well, you threw one at me. I didn't act like that, though.
It was so good.
I mean, the worst part about it is,
you must.
What do you think the people on the radio thought?
I don't know. I felt like we were in good enough with the Hard Rock. They allow shenanigans. If Tony called us up and said, what happened with that reed? Threw an iguana on Leroy. He goes, hilarious.
And then the thing about Robbie is Robbie goes, guess I'm not sending that one. Like, he just kept it moving.
Who do you got most likely on the Heat to catch an iguana? Goran?
Like, I think Goran would catch one just to see what it was, but he's not afraid of nothing. Right?
What these?
I think Myers Leonard would play the iguana catching game, but once he got close to iguana, he ain't touching it. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to say UD. You know why? Because when I used to hang out in Obalaka, there used to be a golf course I used to go to there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding you. I saw 4 kids walking down the street with iguanas on leashes. Yes. No lie. No lie. I am not kidding you one bit. And I thought, they're pretty much using, like, I was terrified to just think, like, wow, those are pets.
All you have to do is go to shrpo.com. for a complete list of you.
I'm back after this.
All right. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Let's give you a COVID-19 update. Powered by AirPros, $79 service. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com. If you guys haven't heard this story, Rudy Gobert is still recovering from coronavirus. He has said that his sense of smell has not fully returned, Robbie. The Jazz big man still is dealing with some issues, apparently. He says that the taste has returned, but the smell still not 100%. I could smell smells, but not from afar. I spoke to a specialist who told me it could take up to a year to return to normal. Smells from afar. What is he, a basset hound? smells from afar.
That's because he's 7 foot, so everything's afar.
I don't want to be a jerk about this, okay?
Yes, you do.
I don't want to be a jerk about this. I don't want to be a jerk about this. All right. But is it possible Rudy Gobert is trying to pull at the heartstrings here a little bit and is like, I can't smell far? What? I mean, like, what? outside of like smelling leaves burning from yards away, who is smelling things from far away? Like, what am I, duck hunting? Smelling far?
How the hell, what is smelling going to do about ducks?
I don't know. I'm just like, smelling. Okay, so you could taste things, and when they're up close by your nose, you could smell them. So food, by the way, probably all tastes fine, which is about the only thing I care about smell, other than maybe smelling some gas leak somewhere. What is he doing? What happened?
Damn.
You all right? Spillage? Oh, you can go clean. Do your thing.
No, I'm good.
Damage is done, my friend.
I know.
Did you see Robbie, by the way? Did you see that the Marlins apparently are going to have Max Meyer in the MLB camp with them in the reserves?
I did see that because that's what they said in the draft. Like he could pitch on somebody's bullpen right away.
I'm pretty excited about that. I like the fact that you're going to draft somebody and you get to see him right away. That's pretty fantastic.
No, Matt Kemp.
Yeah. We got it out here. Look, we went into camp this year. We thought the temperature was rising. But sometimes the temperature is what it is and it can't rise no more. So we thank Matt Kempicher for stopping into camp, giving a little veteran wisdom to Monte Harrison. Yeah. But the big thing here is we got Max Meyer taking it to the max level of velo velocity, going out there, giving him the old pepper. So he's going to start at Jupiter and drop to Jupiter like the song from Train. But he could be ready to step onto a big league mound whenever ready, whenever called upon. And that's what is Project Wolverine. That is what Derek Jeter's telling you. You got to stay ready. You don't got to get ready. That's Max Meyer to the mix. No further questions, Mean Gene.
That's original. Macho.
Welcome.
My Project Gopher.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Patriots now, they showed panic. They signed Cam Newton. So it's panic. Because you know what happened is, you know, they did a couple of these. They did a couple of these Zoom meetings with Stidham. And they're like, this guy ain't got it. He ain't ready. And Belichick's like, I need somebody who's actually got the capability of winning me some games. Because you know what? I think he sees all these videos and all this news of Tom Brady practicing with his teammates, by the way, against local orders. Bastard, he's a real renegade. And I think he says, so you know what? I'm not going down.
I'm
not going down like this.
Was it the Patriots or was it Tom Brady?
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. If the acts continue when the player's on another team, was it the player or the organization? Huh. With the illegal acts.
I think they both had their cheating, you know?
Oh, both.
Belichick did the Spygate. Tom did the Deflategate.
Rudy Gobert is like Yogi Bear smelling pie left on the windowsill. Right.
Like, I was
from
like
a mile away.
I was like, oh, Rudy Gobert can't smell. Let me go see what this means. And he goes, yeah, I can smell, but I can't smell things from afar. I'm like, what? Smell things from afar. I'm lucky if I could smell things that are under my nose with these closed up giant shark fin nostrils that I have.
Oh my goodness.
Basically have gills for nostrils. What are you doing?
And you can't smell nothing with your mask on.
True. Do you think Rudy Gobert's like, ah, I'm immune. I'm good.
Not really. If he still can't smell. Like, I mean, think about this. When was the last time you tried to smell and couldn't? Unless your nose is stuffed up.
When I was sick. Like I was going to say, right. When I'm stuffed up.
Your nose was stuffed up.
Right.
So that's why you couldn't smell. But can you remember the last time somebody put something in front of your perfectly working nose and you said, I can't smell it? No.
No. Nah, it's a little weird though. Like, I'm just like, huh. The only time you ever go out though and you walk out the door and you're like, you smell things from a distance, you're like,
You know what I've realized?
Smells like the Everglades is on fire. That's the only thing I've ever gone out and been like, oh, that's from a distance. I smell that.
You know what I've come to realize?
What?
There's more people out there that are like you. And I'll tell you what smells. This smells fishy trying to get some sympathy.
Am I being a jerk doing that?
Kinda. Like, he can't feel any. He can't feel any worse.
Can he not? Like, I think he's looked upon still as the idiot who gave the league Rona.
We're all coming back. Look, it's going to get to the point where people are going to really start saying, because of people like you, Rudy Gobert shut down the NBA.
Shut down the world.
He did shut down the NBA.
No, he didn't.
Now, look, by happenstance, maybe it turned out to be a good thing. Maybe we shouldn't have been playing basketball. But he did shut down the NBA.
I mean, so here's the question, though. If he hadn't touched those mics and acted a fool and got COVID, we would think something totally different.
True.
He didn't get COVID from those mics.
No, but he could have passed on COVID. He was acting irresponsible, and he gave it to Donovan Mitchell. Well, maybe Mitchell gave it to him. I don't know who gave it to who.
Yeah, see?
But
wait,
we know the...
Wait. Would that change your story if Mitchell got it? If Gobert got it from Mitchell?
It would, but I have a feeling that the one who was acting all willy-nilly was Rudy Gobert. Let's be honest.
The Jazz teammate said that he was acting reckless in the locker room.
Yep. Damage is done, my friend. That's why Donovan Mitchell is going to be on the Heat. Text writes in, Everglades on fire or those garbage dumps in Doral can smell from it. Yeah. Like, is he not smelling landfills? Like, what is going on there that he's really missing
out?
There's no landfills where? In Utah? Well,
that was a hard Putin from
that was a hard Putin. Hard crash out before the show's ending up.
I think we were on Friday. We went Putin free on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah. So wow. It's you. It's not me. It's you.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, just put two and two together. I'm using Tobin logic. Can't even say it. Tobin logic is, hey, if three people do a show and there's always technical difficulties, mm-hmm. and then one of those people doesn't do the show and there's no technical difficulties, blame the guy who wasn't there.
You guys did have a show last week where you guys didn't get Putin'd. I remember that.
I don't feel like we've been getting Putin'd as much. I felt like last week
was just smoother. One day. It was like one day where it was all the time.
Texter writes in, a healthy Cam dashes Dolphin fans' hopes of stealing a wild card spot.
Yeah, well, do we want to update?
Not winning the division, though. Yes, give us an update on your poll today. Leroy put out a poll on Cam Newton getting signed with the Dolphins and what it means for Tua Tagovailoa. Leroy, please give the poll to the people.
59%, 41% Cam Newton, and I still think it's low.
Is the best quarterback in the AFC healthy and starting?
No, I didn't say that. See, there you go.
Better quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, who's the best quarterback
in the
AFC?
Did you say best or better? What was your question? I forget.
Best.
Yeah, best. Okay, Cam or Tua?
Yep. It changed. 56 to 44, so more people voted for Tua.
Yeah, closing in.
760 votes. In only 3 hours.
I'm going to give it another retweet. See if I can get more people on my side. Very important for this. I need to be more respectable in this argument.
Come on, man. This is... Look, here's what I don't understand about people. Do you understand by me saying that Cam Newton is a better quarterback. It's not saying Tua's not going to be better.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm basing that off of the information I have at hand, which is Cam's been an MVP. Mm-hmm. Cam's been to a Super Bowl. Tua hasn't thrown a damn pass in the NFL. That's how I get to my conclusion.
Sure, but...
There's no but!
Counterpoint.
Give me facts. Give me facts to support it.
This isn't a question of who has the best resume. It's who's the best. All you have on your side is the past, not who's better now.
Isn't... Who's a better quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Right now?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
If you were to pick a team, start a team.
Yep.
Not including Patrick Mahomes. You have these two choices.
For one season.
Right. No, for I'd say for a career. Just based on talent.
Oh, well, if we're going to do a career, the better resume is...
No, it's not. No, no, no.
Is Tom Brady.
No, no, no. So
you agree? Yeah, you.
You're
agree
telling
me
if you're starting a team,
yeah,
and you need a quarterback, you're taking Tom Brady.
No, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, okay.
More talented.
Okay,
like Tua.
Right. You think Tua's more talented than Cam Newton?
Yeah, as quarterback, as a pure quarterback, yes. Talk about super athlete. I'm getting prime Cam from the get go. You know, Cam's got more weapons. As far as arsenal, he's more talented. He's rushing. He's a damn freak.
You just wait. You just said Tua's more talented, and 5 minutes later said Cam's more talented. Make up your mind.
All around, I say, as an athlete, Cam is a better athlete, but Tua is the better quarterback.
Based on what?
Just tell. All right, guy.
No facts. No facts.
Just
no. We're not asking Adam Schefter.
I don't need that. Oh, Schefter. Schefter's a charlatan. Goes out to the classic Patriots maneuver.
Hey, we're not asking any of the talking heads. Your answer is...
Yeah.
Your educated answer is, I can just tell.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, listen, this is 2015.
Can I ask you a question? Just out of curiosity.
Right.
How often has I can just tell worked for you? Because I'm going to tell you, I can just tell usually sucks for me. Never works out.
Work for Bam or for Dunks or for Jay Ajayi.
No, but you saw them play.
No, not really.
You did. No.
I saw Dunks play in the G League.
Okay, but a shooter can shoot, dude.
Yeah.
Right, you've seen him make shots.
A lot of people wrote him off that first run last year.
Let me explain something to you. Yeah, but you knew you had it in him because you saw it.
No, I knew
you
I had
saw
it. I saw that he had culture. He had the guts. Just like Tua.
Now we're playing basketball with guts and feelings. Right? Guts and feelings. Who won a Super Bowl? Guts. Worked on it for a year. Super Bowl champ. That's what really.
Maybe
I would like to see what your team.
Maybe Cam would have beat Peyton Manning if he had the guts, but he didn't.
The guts.
He couldn't beat a haggard Peyton Manning at that.
Gotta tell you.
Now, did he have to take on a monstrous defense with Von Miller? Yes, he did.
Your guts analogy is the worst. Like, there's a couple of things that I really hate. The guts, right? The guts. How about the talent? As of right now, knowing what you know of these two players, Cam has more talent. Only because you haven't seen Tua play a single play of NFL football.
Let me ask you this. Doesn't talent become damaged? Like, don't you lose some talent with the physical gifts being taken away? It's like Thor without his hammer.
I just said... They're both healthy.
Damage is done.
Tua's starting day one. Cam starting
day
one.
Yeah, but all right. What about age, though?
31 is not old. You said that to start.
It's not old, but it's old for him because he's a running back. You know, he's been beaten up a lot.
Boy, I tell you, you are certainly turning it on today. I gotta go on a power walk for your ass.
Well, I'll see you later, Liam Neeson. Robbie, have a great rest of your day.
Before you leave, Tobin, we have to play this. We have to play the sound of you interviewing Adrian Broner. We were talking about earlier.
We were talking about this earlier. So if you guys missed it, we were talking about, I don't know how we ended up. Oh, we ended up in Adrian Burger. So we were talking about Jim Gray being Fugazi for not having the guts to show up to Don Van Natta's documentary and answer some questions. And I mentioned, and we talked about this with Don Van Natta last week. I don't know why when I'm interviewing athletes, I can't get out of my own way and throw extra friendliness, cheese, and lies to them. And so I was interviewing Adrian Broner before taking on Manny Pacquiao, and Adrian Broner.
Keep in mind, everybody hates him.
Yeah, everybody hates Adrian Broner. Nobody likes him. He's the biggest villain in boxing. And he was training down here in West Palm. He's literally training down the street from me. And so I interviewed him before the Pacquiao fight, and I over-friendlied the end of the interview and claimed I was rooting for him. And I feel like Adrian Broner was touched.
Man, Manny knows up. He knows. In January 19th, I'm going to shock the world.
January 19th is when it's going down, live on pay-per-view. You got the all-access coming to Showtime on January 4th. Adrian, best of luck, man. We're rooting for you.
All right, thank you. I hope you're really rooting for me.
Man, if you're down here in South Florida, we're rooting for you. That's for sure.
All right, my man.
I don't know why I did that. I wasn't rooting for him.
Hey, no, you were rooting for
him. I wasn't rooting for him at all.
I
love Manny Pacquiao. Why would I root for him?
You are the worst. You are the worst. You end every. Now I will say this: we were room for Thurman.
I like Keith Thurman a lot. I've gotten to interview him in person. I've interviewed Keith.
He's
Thurman
a cool dude.
For Thurman,
but I was rooting for Manny Pacquiao. Dude, in that building. With all of the Philippines
in
there?
Hey, hold on. I said I was rooting for him. As soon as the fight started, nobody else was. So I shut the hell up.
I have never seen a more hostile environment at boat campers. People giving the middle finger to the Keith Thurman and shouting obscenities at the TVs.
I don't understand why I lied to Adrian Broner. I can't.
The worst. Texters chimed in. You know what they said?
What?
They said, hey, the only reason why anybody would root for Broner is because they hate him like they hated Mayweather, but he used to actually get his ass kicked.
Yeah, and but he's also not like Broner's not a great guy. Like he's got a lot of baggage, and I don't know. Not that man, you know. Like listen, Manny's not a saint by any means, but
yep.
I've always been a Manny Pacquiao fan, and I don't know why I told Adrian Broner I was rooting for him when I was not. I lied to him. Couldn't help.
Don't worry. He knew when he was in that ring. He knew.
January 19th is when it's going down live on pay per view. You got the all access coming to Showtime on January 4th. Adrian, best of luck, man. We're rooting for you.
All right, thank you. I hope you're really rooting for me.
Man, if you're down here in South Florida, we're rooting for you. That's for sure.
Now you're just backtracking. Right, you're searching. Hey, best of luck. Works. End. That's it.
I know. I don't
best
know
best of luck.
All right. All right. I'm ashamed of myself. We'll call it a show. See ya.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.